Pirshas, the Rosh Hashiva, the Rosh Hashiva, the Mashkiach, and Halei Yeshiva. When Adrian called me two nights ago to speak at the Yarchei Kala, my initial reaction was, no, you know, I'm here, I want to enjoy myself. And then I took a step back and I thought, I'm not really speaking at the Yarchei Kala, I'm really standing up here representing everybody in this room. And we really became a chabura together. Rabbi Yerucham writes that you could have somebody sitting alongside somebody else in army, in war for many, many years, but it doesn't touch the bond that somebody has with the chavrusa that the Kayach HaTorah could create between two people. So I firstly want to start off my speech to thank everybody in this room, because I think we all slept this week less than we did last Friday night. And you walked into that Beis Medrash, and the Kayach HaTorah was so amazing, and the energy in the room was so palpable, and we just fed off each other, that on behalf of everybody in this room, I want to thank everybody for an amazing week. Now, one of the unique things about the Yarchei Kala, which I've learned to really enjoy, is that fact that we get to spend time with Avreichim HaYeshiva. And I think part of the Yarchei Kala really is, the theme is to give us perspective. We get on the plane, we disconnect, and we're here, and we get to focus on really what's important. And I had the schus to spend time with the Chashuva Avreich two nights ago, and he asked me, you know, you spent many years in the yeshiva, you were in the Beis Medrash, three Siddurim, and then you come back for the Yarchei Kala. How does that feel? What is that like? I told him, you know, it's an interesting question, because I've been thinking about that myself. First day of Yarchei Kala, I walked into the building, and instead of going down the steps, I went to the elevator and pressed floor number 4. I don't know why I did it, but I did that for so many years that I just did it. I walked into the Beis Medrash, and I was upset. There you go. People were sitting in my seat. That's my seat. And then my chaverim, nobody was there. And then it came to me, the realization that the purpose of the Yarchei Kala is not to go down memory lane. We're not here to go back and remember the good times that we had. So discussing the theme of us being home, it's really more than that. It's taking what we learned in the yeshiva all the years and really building upon it. It's the realization and the clarity that every year we have different nisyonos and different challenges in life. And it's really taking the years that we spent in yeshiva and saying, how could I incorporate that in my life today? How could I move forward? It's about taking the past and bringing it forward. And I think specifically when we discuss the takeaway is that the Ava the Rebbeim have in this yeshiva is remarkable. I think everybody in this room could walk out and say we walk around with a certain badge, a certain honor that we distinguish ourselves as Talmid Yeshiva Mir. And I will say there are many, many people out there that are jealous of us. We have something special. And the reason why we have something special is because the Anhola and the Rebbeim and the Yeshiva love us. I'm going to say it again. The Rebbeim and the Yeshiva love us. And it's not because we are Rosh HaKol or Rosh Yeshivas. I think the Yarchei Kala personifies that. You could go back to your Rebbe you didn't see in 15 years, and you could talk to him, how's your family? How are the kids? How's your chavrusa? They care about you. They don't have a goal. They're not looking to accomplish to make you into Rosh Hashiva. They want to know what's best for you. What are you doing in your life? And just to close, I think a very important element of the Yarchei Kala is at the end of the day, everybody needs a takeaway. When we sit down this Shabbos, by the Shabbos Suda, there's no doubt there was a tremendous amount of Mesiras Nefesh for our family and our wives to let us spend the week here. And I think the best way and the most appropriate way to repay them, Mesiras Nefesh, is when we come to the Shabbos table, we're different. Our wife and our children should see, wow, he just spent the week in the mirror. This is beautiful, the way the person comes back. And I think there are many different themes, and there are a lot of personalities in this room. And the beauty of the Yarchei Kala is that all of us could think there on one thing, on the 12 and a half hour flight home, one thing, what am I going to do different? And I think specifically, Rabbi Elephant gave a tremendous schmooze when he discussed the importance of Musar And I think everybody in their own life could take upon themselves, whether it's an hour a day, half an hour a day, or 5 minutes a week, everybody under the madriga. But the point is that we should all take the chizuk from the Yarchei Kala. We should grow, our families grow, and ultimately give a nachas to the Rosh Yeshiva and our Rebbeim. Thank you.